Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everyone doing today? Good. Starting the holiday season, you can't go without talking about it, and everything is attached to some kind of earthly value, usually a dollar amount. We live in a very materialistic world where everything is worth something to someone, whether it's $10, $5, $100, whatever it may be. But someone once said that the best things in life are free. There's a lot of economic rationalism these days, and people don't do things because they can't afford it, or they do things anyway even though they can't afford it. And very rarely is anything going down nowadays. It goes up, and it goes up, and it goes up. Whatever you wanted 5 years ago is now more. Sometimes 5 days ago is now more, such as gas, right? Every day it goes up. But us as Christians, we have an eternal gift that stays the same. It never goes up. Just because they did it, you know, back in the day, doesn't mean that it now costs us more because it's now. There's no expiration date. We have that constant. It holds the same value. It's true. Whether you talk about gold or dollars, Jesus is a constant. In a world where there's a crisis after a crisis after a crisis, you turn on the news and it's negative and negative and negative. He is so positive. He's an everlasting light that we have. And us knowing that we have that doesn't make those crises seem so big, because they're not a crisis, not in our lives. It may get us somewhere sooner, but it's not a crisis. And Ephesians 1:6 says, "We have been bought through his blood with the riches of God's grace. The price was the body of the blood of Jesus, God's only son. He was prepared to pay the price, and so was Jesus." As far as God was concerned, that was the only acceptable, eternal, once and for all payment for our sins. It had to be perfect. Only his perfection could bring us all God. That was a plan. And Jesus knew about it. Throughout history, God's been preparing us for this big event. It's a long time in the making, and we never know when it's going to happen. So, our Father makes us this offer today. Just like when Thanksgiving comes around, guys, we see our family, and we're excited, and we're able to talk to someone for, you know, once a year, whatever it may be. I know Mary Jo and I have like 8 different Thanksgivings, it seems like, that we have to get ready for. I'm sure you guys are the same way. And it is an exciting, but understanding that it's very minimal time. It's very minimal experience for anything situation. This right here in front of us today is what gives us everlasting life. It's that eternal situation we have. So the Father makes us this offer today. He says that because of Jesus, we can approach the throne of grace and receive forgiveness and peace. It's a pretty good deal. In fact, I can guarantee that we won't find a better one. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you come from. There's no better gift than the gift we've already been given. 1 Corinthians 6:20. Once again, that we have been bought by God for the price. On the night when Jesus was handed over to be killed, he broke the bread and said, "This is my body. It is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." We are forgetful people. Sometimes we forget what we had for breakfast yesterday. Sometimes we forget what we talked to someone about. Sometimes we forget an appointment that we had. Some of us couldn't even tell our grandmother's last name. We're forgetful. It happens. So Jesus put this together for us week in, week out, so he wouldn't forget. So we would have the understanding of what he gave us, the honor, the power that he gave us by doing this for us. And all he asks us is to be genuine, to be caring, to be truthful. And he did the rest. So as we celebrate these holidays coming up, enjoy them. See the people that you, your loved ones, enjoy it. But don't lose sight that the best gift we have is right here in front of us.